Today is Tuesday, June 3rd, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Business Pragmatist. In the next 8 to 10 minutes, we'll cover OpenAI's 97% token cost deflation curve and what it means for your capital allocation decisions, NVIDIA's physical AI stack that just compressed a 3-to-5-year deployment window down to 12 to 18 months, and why the exotic data architecture your team is probably scoping right now is unnecessary overhead that's slowing you down. Here is the number your board needs to hear this week, 97%. That is the cost per token reduction OpenAI CFO Sarah Friar disclosed at the All-In Summit from GPT-4 to GPT-4.5 over approximately 2 years. Friar was explicit about the implication. If you make a capital allocation decision on today's cost profile, you actually might misprice the outcome. The strategic play for your board is this. Every AI ROI model your team has built using today's token pricing as a fixed input is structurally undervalued. If the realized reduction over the past 24 months was 97%, then building your 3-year infrastructure cost projections with a 40-60% deflation curve is the conservative assumption. Static pricing inputs are not a modeling choice at this point. They are a governance risk. Now, the counterforce that makes this more complex is supply scarcity. Friar confirmed that compute supply will remain constrained through 2026 and into 2027. The scale is significant. Approximately $50 billion in capital expenditure is required to bring 1 gigawatt of AI compute online, and the Michigan Oracle facility isn't expected to deliver capacity until late 2027 or early 2028. That gap between falling token costs and constrained throughput means that latency SLAs and throughput guarantees in enterprise API agreements you negotiate today will be harder to enforce as demand outpaces supply. Friar's response to this is a multi-cloud supply diversification strategy spanning Microsoft Azure, Oracle, CoreWeave, AWS, GCP, AMD, Cerebras, and a proprietary Broadcom chip in development. If your production inference workloads run on a single provider, that architecture is a risk you should be escalating to your infrastructure lead today, not next quarter. Friar also disclosed a utilization metric that functions as a direct health check for enterprise AI deployments. ChatGPT Pro users average 77 queries per day versus 7 queries per day for free tier users. The strategic implication is that if your enabled employees are averaging fewer than 15 interactions per day by month 3 of deployment, you are extracting less than 20% of available platform value at your current spend level. The instrumentation fix is simple. Log query counts per authenticated user and surface the distribution. Any cohort below 10 queries per day is a training and workflow integration problem, not a model quality problem. Building on that, Friar's framing on competitive moats deserves direct translation for your executive team. The foundational model is not the moat. The institutionalized context is a Codex deployment that has ingested 12 months of your firm's risk appetite, client relationships, and communication norms creates switching costs measured in months of retraining, not days of API migration. That means the highest leverage infrastructure investment you can make right now is not model selection. It is designing the memory and context persistence layer that accumulates proprietary signal with every interaction your organization has with these systems. Now let's move to what may be the most consequential hardware and architecture announcement of the year for operations and manufacturing teams. NVIDIA used Computex to release 3 things simultaneously. The Cosmos 3 Omnimodal World Foundation Model with Open Weights, the Isaac Groot Humanoid Robot Reference Architecture, and the RTX SparkEdge System on Chip. Taken together, these compress physical AI deployment timelines from 3 to 5 years down to 12 to 18 months for well-resourced teams. Here is why. Cosmos 3 enables task trajectory prediction from text or video input, no pre-programmed coordinates required. It supports fluid switching between vision language reasoning, forward and inverse dynamics, and robot policy execution from a single input. Because the weights are open, fine-tuning on your own proprietary operational demonstration data is available immediately, without vendor lock-in at the model layer. The Isaac Groot pipeline maps directly onto familiar CI/CD patterns. Human demonstration capture flows into simulation training in Isaac Lab, then validation in Isaac Sim, where the target threshold is above 85% task completion before any physical hardware is touched, and then physical rollout. The recommended minimum is 5,000 labeled demonstrations per task type before production deployment. Below that threshold, policy generalization to edge cases in the physical environment is unreliable. This number is not arbitrary. It aligns with published robotics learning research on what predicts policy generalization in contact-rich manipulation tasks. More importantly for budget planning, hardware manufacturing for the H2+ chassis doesn't begin until late 2026. That means teams can run 9 to 12 months of simulation phase development and demonstration data collection right now, before hardware is available, front-loading the MLOP's investment during the period of zero hardware cost. The RTX Spark system-on-chip addresses a different problem, regulated industries. It delivers one petaflop of local AI compute and supports 120 billion parameter language models completely offline. For teams operating under HIPAA, ITAR, or SOC2 constraints where cloud data transmission creates compliance risk, this eliminates the cloud API dependency entirely. Enterprises processing 50 million or more tokens monthly on cloud APIs are looking at $300,000 to $1.2 million in annual API cost reduction by migrating appropriate workloads to on-premise Blackwell-class hardware. Jensen Huang's framing was direct. Computing is shifting away from traditional application, clicking toward localized AI agents that execute tasks via natural language. Now to the story that should immediately affect your data architecture roadmap. George Frazier, CEO of Fivetran, speaking on the A16Z Deep Dives podcast, disclosed something that should end a lot of expensive infrastructure debates. Both OpenAI and Anthropic, the organizations running the most production AI workloads on the planet, use standard Fivetran plus dbt data architectures on Snowflake, Databricks, or BigQuery. Frazier's direct quote, "Their data platforms look very typical." His follow-on was equally direct. Do not make the mistake of thinking you need to build some exotic new system as a data foundation for AI. The right data foundation for AI is probably the one you already have. The strategic play for your board is to cancel or deprioritize any scoping work for custom AI data infrastructure and redirect that engineering capacity toward two things that actually matter: data centralization and data freshness. Frazier's framing on freshness is the critical insight. He compared agents operating against stale or siloed data to using ChatGPT before it was connected to the internet. The specific failure mode is refresh latency. If your centralized data platform refresh rate exceeds 24 hours for Tier 1 systems, Salesforce, Workday, SAP, NetSuite, your agent context quality is already degraded before the agent executes a single query. No model upgrade fixes a data freshness problem. The fix is change data capture CDC rather than full copy replication. Frazier's key insight here is that the changes in a large dataset are almost always much smaller than the dataset itself, which means CDC dramatically reduces egress costs and eliminates the data gravity objections that kill AI infrastructure projects in budget review. Frazier also flagged a specific risk that any enterprise with significant SAP spend needs to address before the next renewal cycle. SAP has announced API policies restricting AI agent access except where specifically approved. Frazier's recommendation is to maintain continuously updated CDC pipelines so you hold a current copy of your own data before any vendor API restriction activates. His resource for model contract language is opendatainfrastructure.com. If you have $500,000 or more in annual SAP or Salesforce spend, data access language belongs in your current MSA, not the next one. One more architectural signal from Frazier that carries direct cost implications. Prefer CLI and API-based agent tools over browser automation. Browser automation consumes 3 to 5 times more tokens per task, has higher latency, and breaks without warning when vendor UIs change. Fivetran's own Salesforce administration agent uses the Salesforce CLI precisely because it provides comprehensive coverage and agents already know how to use it. Browser automation is the fallback for legacy systems with no programmatic interface, not the default architecture. Finally, a governance signal that should inform how any team architects autonomous AI enforcement. YouTube's May 28th rollout of automated AI content detection removed content with 4.7 billion views in a single enforcement wave. ColdFusion documented false positives that included a Korean creator's handmade stop-motion cooking channel, flagged as AI-generated, and a creator whose content was removed because a plagiarist re-uploaded it. ColdFusion's assessment was blunt. AI in its current state just isn't ready to make such decisions. It should never be the judge, jury, and executioner. The architectural lesson generalizes to any team deploying AI-assisted enforcement or moderation systems. Never route irreversible actions, account termination, content removal, production rollbacks, through an autonomous AI decision path without a human review escalation layer. The correct architecture is a two-stage pipeline. AI classifier produces a confidence score and recommended action. Human reviewer handles all cases above a defined impact threshold. Define your precision and recall floors before deployment. A greater than 95% precision requirement on enforcement actions is the appropriate threshold before any autonomous execution is enabled. YouTube's failure was deploying autonomous enforcement without establishing those floors first. Let me leave you with the critical risk and opportunity pairing from this briefing cycle. The opportunity is structural. Token costs are in freefall. Physical AI deployment timelines have just been cut in half, and the data infrastructure you already have is sufficient to start deploying agents today. The risk is equally structural. Teams that overinvest in custom data architecture, single-provider compute dependencies, or autonomous enforcement pipelines without human escalation are building expensive technical debt on top of a foundation that is shifting underneath them. Thank you for your time today. That's your Business Pragmatist AI Briefing for Tuesday, June 3rd. I'll have your next intelligence update ready tomorrow morning. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.